Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show tonight. It's all about Transformation Thursday, living your life, living the life you love and loving the life you live, chasing your passion. When you chase your passion, money and opportunities and everything chases you, right? And we've had some incredible speakers on, and I was going to have a speaker on tonight, and it just did not work out with her time, and I knew it was going to be iffy, but that's okay. She's going to be coming back in October. So I hope you're listening in, and because I'm going to talk about finding how to find your passion and let you know what's going on with our and an angel that can help you find your passion. How about that? And let you know what's going on, the speakers that we've got coming up. First of all, I'm going to say this right now. Vince Del Monte, you guys have seen him on Facebook. Maybe you've seen his book, read his books, read his, you know, his shows. You know, he's amazing. He's super obese and lost a lot. I mean, a lot of weight, and he's got abs, and he's got a great, amazing story. Overcome some huge obstacles within himself, and finally lost the weight. He's got the beautiful girl, has a great business, and he's going to be actually on our show on October 23rd. And then I've got a couple other speakers that I'm going to tell you about too as well. One of the speakers that we've got, I'm going to tell you this. How do you find your passion, okay? And who's an angel that can help you? So, you know, do you work a job that you absolutely don't like, or you maybe you're like okay with it, but you're not, it doesn't give you juice? And would you like to live the life that you love and love the life you live? And it sounds too good to be true? That's probably the first thing that you need to look at. If you're trying to find your passion with the same mindset that found your job, right? Maybe it provides for you, maybe it provides for your family, but you're not happy in it. The first thing you got to do is work on changing your mindset, okay? And how you do that? Well, that takes practice, because it's literally like writing with your right hand and learning how to write with your left hand, or vice versa. So, you know, when you're asking, you're saying to yourself, I want to, let's say I've got someone right now, she's a friend of mine, and, you know, she's a friend of mine, and she also is a client. She's actually been on the show before. She does a lot with organic foods, right? And she's this woman that wears all these designer clothes, and she doesn't wear granola, but she has a heart and soul for education on organic foods. And she sells them and purchases them, and it's what gives her juice. She's done so much research, and yet she doesn't look it. But she goes, she goes, I'm a mom. And she goes, I want to take care of my kids. And she goes, I started when I got pregnant, really, you know, wanting to take care of herself. And so she had triplets. And these kids, you know, they have special diet needs and stuff like that. So she did the research, and she had got a passion, and really is so amazing about, getting her kids the right food, the right desserts, to, you know, herself, and educating herself. And she goes, it's all about education. And so because of that, she has put some deals together now, and she started out as this woman just buying food for her friends and her neighbors and herself and her family. And now she's got a deal that she just signed this week with 92 stores. That's one deal. 92 restaurants, I'm sorry, you know, where she could get the organic food to them. 92. And then there's another one that's on the books and that she's working with, and they're trying to do the same thing, over 30 restaurants. So, you know, and how did she start? She started a few years ago just herself trying, you know, buying food for herself and her family, right? And I go, Tisha, what is one of the things that you did? She goes, I realized that I was good at, and I had a heart for finding this, you know, these answers to, you know, to my kids' needs and my needs, and I enjoyed shopping the food and learning about it. And she goes, I just enjoyed it. And she goes, and then it grew. And she goes, and it has not been easy for her, because, you know, some of your family sometimes can be your biggest, what do they call it, dream stealers, right? But she's grown with her business, and as she's grown, her business has grown. And so just remember that, you know, to change your mindset is important. But if you're trying to start a business, or you're trying to do your passion with the same mindset that hates your job, it doesn't work. So a friend of mine says job is just over broke. or maybe you want a great job where you can do your passion. It doesn't really matter. What I'm saying is that change your mindset. And how do you do that? Figure out something that you like to do. Okay, it's painting, it's songs, it's writing, or whatever. Like T-shirt, this, you know, she is, you know, in health and wellness in the organic market. Vince Amante, I hope I'm saying his name right, he's lost all this weight and now writes books and inspires other people to do what he did. So first step, changing your mindset. Second step is figuring out what you like to do. Health and wellness is something that both of these people like to do, mind, body, and spirit, you know what I mean? And I think that's really where it's at if you're working in the wellness industry. You can't just start with your body. You got to do the mind and the spirit, changing the mindset. And when you change the mindset, you can really affect changes on the physical and the spiritual level. Because the spiritual level is always ready to work with you. Sometimes our mind just gets in the way, right? And so that's something there. And then what you do is you find things that will, are books or CDs that will help you think like an entrepreneur, or think like, let's say you want to be a painter, think like a painter, or you want to be a writer. You can Google how to be a writer, how to get your book published, how to Angel Coaches will help you too, just FYI for you guys' information. So that's something that you can do is feed your mind good stuff besides, I'm not saying fiction is bad, but maybe you want to be a fictional writer, so you're reading fiction. But what I'm saying to you guys is change of mindset can be challenging because it's literally like creating new pathways in your brain. And how do you do that? Is that you do the research, okay? So maybe The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer or Esther and Jerry Hicks, you know what I mean? So that's an uplifting book that will show you how to get your desire out there into the universe, into God, however you see your higher power, and how to make it happen, okay? And that's just one book. All right. There's a ton of them out there. So, but if you don't do anything, do you understand? Except stay with the same mindset, wishing that you could have a job and being happy, being miserable in whatever you're doing, or just existing. You got to do something to feed that desire. Okay. So feeding your desire can come from books or CDs. Tony Robbins has got a lot of them out there. Angel Coaches, we got a great book out there. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me? And it's not only about relationships, but it's about making your life happen. Okay, you can be sitting there watching it or in the arena doing it and being it. Okay, Victoria, she's been on our show a few times, and she's now got her horse barn, raising money for it, buying new horses, buying a new saddle, putting it out there for the Vietnam vets because she has a heart for Vietnam vets veterans, any kind of veteran, because she's a veteran, okay? And she loves horses because she's been riding, taking lessons, and now she shows and is an animal communicator. And what she did is she immersed herself in her passion of learning all she could about horses. And I remember a couple years ago having her first lesson. But because she does it every week, every day, she's doing something, now she's working herself out of a job into her passion, okay? And she's raising money now. And she didn't just start today. She started 2 years ago, and she never, ever dropped it, okay? So a couple of things, changing your mindset, feeding your, figuring out what you like to do, love to do. And usually that will start back when you're kids, you know what I mean? If you love to eat. Vince ate a lot of food and now, and he got to be obese and had low self-esteem. So with him, I'm assuming, and he'll tell us the story in detail, that, he got hold of his diet, and that's his passion about helping people so they don't have to live the life he lived for a lot of years. Keisha, starting the new business, she saw a real need for organic food and the GMO thing, and because GMO is so bad, genetically modified foods are just so terrible for us, right? I read a lot about it myself, and for the most part, I eat organic, And but she's taking it a step further. She's like, let me get it out there in people's hands. Let me get it in restaurants, right? And she believes the change starts with her, okay? So she changed her stuff. She changed her diet. She changed her children's diet. And now look at her. She's, doing all this stuff and going to be quite a wealthy woman. But she doesn't do it for the money. She does it because she loves the work she does and making a difference. Okay? So if you ever do it for the money, not the best thing, probably, you know. Do what you love and love what you do, because when you do that, it will bring you money. Okay, it will bring you opportunities. It will bring you whatever you're looking for. And I, as I said, I'm saying businesses, starting your own business, but you know what? That can be a job. Maybe you're working as a secretary and you want to be a school teacher. Maybe you're working as a school teacher and want to be a nurse or a doctor. You know, I have a friend, and gosh, we were in college together, and her mother wanted to be a doctor. And, you know, we were both like 21, 22, and her mom went back to med school and got her in did the work and got her a general practitioner's, you know, became a doctor, a general practitioner, right, worked in a hospital and was happy, met the man of her dreams, and et cetera. You know what I mean? So it's like, never give up on your passion, okay? Immerse yourself in what you love to do, and do the work to change that mindset. And so, you know, the richest man in Babylon is a great one. I think conversations with God is a great spiritual changing your mindset. I also think your soul's plan, what the life you were meant to live when you came, the life you were born to live in this, when you came here to be a human being, okay? And that's a great one, too, because it will really give you insight and depth about what you're here to do, okay? And usually, you guys, you can find your passion because it's something that started not just today, but you've had a yearning to do it, and maybe you do it on the side, or maybe you're like, man, when I was a child, I loved to cook. And when I was a child, I loved to research you know, liked essential oils or liked fragrance or whatever. So really explore that. When I was a child, I liked cars. When I was a child, I used to work on cars. When, you know, if you're a boy, or I like to, you know, do certain things. I like to paint. I like to drive, you know. So really look at that. You know, I have a friend of mine, he became a race car driver. Gosh, when he's about 30-something. He lives in Europe now. But what happened was, is he loved to drive fast cars. And so he didn't have the money to do it when he was younger, but he had the money to do it in his 30s, and that's what he does today. Okay, never gave up on it and went for it. You know, so, and your question, what if you have a family? Well, you ask the angels. Archangel Michael is a great one to talk to about this, because he helps you with your life purpose, and he also helps you with motivation. So asking him to help you is a great way to start. Asking him to help you and thanking him to help you every day to show you opportunities and how you can get your work out there and how you can do your work is even better, okay? So changing your mindset, immersing yourself in books that will help you do that, think, you know, help you discover who you really are, The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer, Esther and Jerry Hicks. Our book, You Mean There's a Law That Says He's Attracted to Me, that's a great one, because it's got all the prayers and mantras and how you can do things and how you can live in with love and passion. And The Power of Now, I think Eckhart Tolle, I forgot to mention that one. That's a great one, too. But, you know, Tony Robbins has got CDs that you can listen to, or MP3s that you can put in your car now, because now you can listen to anything, right? And so you've got 5 minutes to listen to something. Great way to start your day out, okay, of realizing the job that you are just existing in, or sometimes you don't even like, you don't have to do for much longer because you're taking the steps to do more things, okay, or to do what you love. I also think that Marianne Williamson has got a book out, and I'm in the process of writing one myself, but she's got a great one, 365 Days of Uplifting Thoughts. And if you have 5 minutes where you can listen to the audio, or you can read a book, and that's just one. There's so many out there, Angelic Messages for the Day. They've got those too. They've got it online. You know, really think about tuning into that. It's going to help build your self-esteem. It's going to help build your courage, because Michael gives you courage. And it's going to show you what you like to do, okay, what you're here to do, okay, your soul's plan. That's a book I would highly recommend. Conversations with God. Those two books right there really were pivotal books in my life. And it took me on a whole different path that I'm sure would have got there, because that's what I'm here to do. But it put me on a path that, man, has not led me or steered me wrong. Okay? So those are a couple things. And do you have bad days? You bet you do. And are they tough? They can be, right? Even days that you're doing your passion can be challenging, right, guys? That's what I do know. And so what do you do in the bad days? Well, What do you think you do? I mean, are you thinking about that now, those of you who are listening, or maybe that you're going to listen, some of those that will download it later? Challenging days are always going to be here. Well, maybe not. Okay, I shouldn't say that. But challenging moments are always going to be here, right? I shouldn't say that either. Sorry, I mean stop to say that. So how do you handle them? Well, you look yourself in the mirror, because the change starts with you first. And then when you start seeing the change in the challenging moments that you have, then you can help somebody else get through the challenging moments too as well. So just remember that. Also, I think meditation is key. We have a meditation in Angel Coaches, is how to draw people to your business. I love it. I created it and I channeled it. Well, I didn't create it. The angels actually gave it to me. They channeled through me, right? So that's a good one too as well. How to find your passion. That is one that I created too. And our meditations are only like $5 and a piece. And so, you know, they're not expensive, but they are well worth it. Then you have other things out there, other meditations out there. You can go on YouTube, or, as I said, check ours out, because we've got some good ones. And meditations, what will meditation do with you? Well, you're working with your mental body, because you're doing the books and reading that, and it allows change to happen in your physical body, right? And physical body is so important to take care of, because that's what our densest energy, that's what we wake up with. And if we feel bad, or we feel tired, or we feel sluggish, or we feel fat, or we feel not getting enough rest, that's our physical body, right? And it's hard to get excited. It's hard to work from joy when you're not feeling good, okay? So meditation will help you with your mind. It will also help you with your body. And, of course, it will help spirituality, because when you meditate, whether it's for 5 minutes a day or listening to a CD that a meditation that Angel Pritchard has created or someone else has created, what you're doing is you're connecting to all that is within yourself, okay? So, you know, you're connecting, some people call it the Holy Spirit, some people call it the higher part of you, some people call it Buddha, God, Jesus, whoever it is for you. When you meditate for a few minutes, and I always recommend at least start 5 minutes a day. You can start right now when you get off the show by breathing in and out, and just keeping your eyes closed, get into a relaxed place, relax your body. And as you do that, all you need to do is, you know, go body part by body part. I always start with the feet and move up. But if you feel more comfortable just starting with whatever you feel more comfortable with, and breathe and tell that part of your body to relax. And then, as you're sitting there breathing in and out, concentrating on your breathing, you start getting messages. Does it happen the first day? Maybe, maybe not. But if you make it a daily practice, a daily habit, that's key. So daily disciplines are important, okay? That's another step in finding your passion and working your passion and living your passion. What's your daily disciplines? Ask yourself that. Ask it now. What is your daily disciplines? Let me show you a few of mine. Meditation is key. Eating right is second key. Exercising is the third key. And running, because I love to run. You guys know that. I've done marathons and whatnot. Marathons and 5Ks and 15Ks. And just, you know, I just love to run. And they're important to do, okay? So those are a few things right there. Reading the right kinds of books to educate you. I don't want to use the word educate you, but inspire you to realize how much more you are than you really think you are, and helping you find your passion, okay? So those are a couple of things there. Really be aware of your physical body too, you guys. That's something that I think is so key. And how do you do that? Well, you Tisha says watch the food you eat, and, you know, she believes in organic. Vince DeMonte, he's going to tell us a whole new list of things to do, I'm sure. And exercise is important, okay? Get yourself in a daily routine of exercise, meditation, working on your mind, feeding your mind some great things to help you develop your passion, to help you develop a passion that where opportunity and money will chase you. Because when you're chasing your passion, remember, that will always happen, okay? And so those are a few things. Changing your mindset, and you don't do that. You do not chase your passion with the same mindset that created the the job that you have that may be supporting your family, but it's not nurturing you and your spirit, okay? And, you know, and you can find something that does both support you and your family, if you have one, and also nurtures you as well, and where you can get excited about going to work. Imagine if we were like five-year-old children. You ever seen them get out of bed? They're amazing, right? Can't wait to get up and go see such and such at school, right? You know, they're in kindergarten, obviously. They're not in elementary or junior high where they've got exams and tests. But I can't wait to get up and go see such and such. I can't wait to wear these new shoes or this new dress. Wouldn't it be great if we got up the same way they did and we go, whoa, I can't wait to get up and go to my job, go to work. You know what I mean? Or go do my business. What can I do today? How can I make a difference today? If you know there are people that are like that, and they may not be like a five-year-old child, but they feel that way in their heart, wouldn't it be great to feel like that yourself? I know I do. I told somebody yesterday, I said, man, I have an incredible life. I have the fairy tale. I got the great career. I've got the great, you know, my daughter's amazing. You know, I've got friends and family that are just, it's just a joy to be here with them. And the people, my clients, they're incredible. And I get to talk to you guys on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night, right? You know, and how cool is that? You know, and I knew I was going to create this life, but I never knew how sweet it could be. And it's just getting better because there's more goals that I set. And I think that's important to set goals because goals hold you accountable to you. Okay. So if you have a goal to read a book about your passion or to do, to make a certain amount of money in your passion, and then you got to start. But, you know, and how do you start? You take the first step. Someone asked how I started to run. I took the first step, right? And that's a passion of mine, right? You know, and it's really helped me talk to people, and it's helped people change their lives, you know. Somebody told me today, they go, Tari, transparency in your life, I learned that from you and your shows and people on your shows. So thank you, those who've talked on the shows about never lying or never hiding and always being transparent in your relationships and how it's changed your life, because you've made an impact on a lot of people's lives. He's just one of them. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, being transparent, doing all the work that you're doing, it, taking care of your mind, your body, and your spirit, and doing and having daily disciplines, working on changing your mindset so you can do your love, your, you know, love your life and live the life you love and love in the life you live. That's key right there. So I hope I've given you a few things: meditation, getting some books. You can start with ours. You can go to Tari, angelcoaches.org and get it. You can go to the library, and they've got tons of them, and they're free. I always have to pay big fines because I forget to return them. Okay. Or go to Barnes & Noble. Some people just read and just sit there and just read the books there. You know what I mean? And so it depends on what your financial outlook is or your financial situation is. There's always ways that you can get your hands on books or get on the internet and find things. Listen to radio shows like this because, you know, we're always going to have opposite, Transformation Thursday. On that note, let me tell you a couple guests I've got. I got a young lady that's going to come on the show, walking in a wheelchair, couldn't get up, had a miracle healing, and now is walking. It's sitting in a wheelchair, and now is walking. How cool is that, right? And I have another one that did the same thing, had a crippled arm, and now it's not crippled. And how did she do that? Well, she changed her mindset. She did the work. And she connected the mind, body, and spirit, and such an amazing two stories that you guys are going to be able to hear in the month of October, okay? And then we have Tim's Place. Tim is a handy, he's got a Down syndrome, and I heard from his PR people about a week ago. And, hopefully we can get that together to have him on the show, too, in October. But he wanted to own a restaurant since he was 14, and now he does. And so chasing his passion, chasing his dream, and he didn't let his difference make a difference. He didn't let his difference in who he is make a difference. We all have differences, and we all have obstacles, right? It's funny how to overcome them. So I'm really trying to make this show a great show on Thursdays where you guys can get some insight and get some ways that you can learn to chase your passion. And that's probably the most important because, not the most important, but one of the keys here is how do you chase your passion? Listen to stories. Listen to how they did it. And something will click for you and how you can do it too. Okay, so you got meditation, changing your mindset, you know, reading the right books for that. And I've given you some examples of them. And also, Your Soul's Plan is a great one. Conversations with God, super great. And we've got some meditations for you, too, as well. And listen to our show on Thursday night, because you're going to hear some stories that will inspire you to do it. Because if he or she can do it, so can you. And we're going to have Stephanie back, 26 years old. She's amazing. She sees her business growing. Or 25, sorry. She got mad at me the other day when I said 26. So she's a designer, right? And didn't go to college. She goes, I can make $60,000 or $100,000. And she goes, that's what I wanted to do. And she's becoming super successful already. So great story. Started in her bedroom and now has her own storefront and wants to do more. Okay, you guys, thank you for listening tonight. Please go like our page at facebook.com/angelcoaches. Also, if you can, send me an email what you'd like to hear or what you'd like to hear more of. If you've got a story that we might love to hear, your own story, for instance, I'd love to know what you got going on, or somebody else you may know. You can email me at Teree@angelcoaches.org. Teree is Teree at angelcoaches.org. Or you can give me a call at 954-636-9401. So you can leave me a message if I don't answer. And sometimes it's easier if you text me, too, as well. Okay, so we have a lot of followers. We appreciate every single one of you guys. You guys are amazing. And thank you, thank you, thank you for making this happen. I have a friend of mine just opened a business. And it's a casino, and you can gamble online. I asked him the other day, I go, you know, I thought about that. I go, I have friends of mine that went to Hard Rock, and I go, but they can gamble online. And he goes, yep, you can. And he says, I've got people that are winning great deals of money, and they can gamble safe here because we don't let them get out of control. I was like, oh, that's cool. And I played, and I won some money, but it's a great way to relax because they don't let it get out of hand. And if you go to LuckyParadiseCasinos.com, you get lucky at Lucky Paradise Casinos, and you always win. And I know I did. I don't even know how to play blackjack, but I do now. So check it out. LuckyParadiseCasinos.com. You can always win at Lucky Paradise Casinos. Or you always get lucky, I think, is a better way of saying it. Anyway, you guys, take care. Have a great now. And we will see you on Sunday at 8:30 when we do our show on You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me. Remember the books. Remember the mindset. And you can be as happy as and do what you love and love what you do and make money with it. How cool is that? All right, everybody, take care. And we will see you on Sunday. Bye now. Oh, one other thing I was going to tell you. I am doing archangel readings. So where we, you know, now we heard the other archangel. There's not seven, but eight, and I'm sure there's more than eight. So if you'd like to have one, they last about an hour. Call me or email me or Facebook me. We've got all the social media, and let me know what you'd like, if you'd like to have one or more information. But there's all the archangels have something to share with you about your life and how you can move forward. I think it's a very powerful reading. And people get real clarity with it and have like aha moments with it. And so check it out. All right. So give me a call or send me an email and we'll talk about it. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great now. And I will see you on Sunday. Bye.